Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Dutch authorities are investigating a possible sabotage against the rail network after a power outage left the country's main airport with limited train services. The outage came as world leaders gather in the Netherlands for the historic NATO summit that opened today. The allies are expected to endorse a goal of spending 5% of their gross domestic product on defense. Spain has rejected the target goal, calling it unreasonable. President Trump says the U.S. should not have to. Answering questions at the NATO forum, NATO chief Mark Rutte says the U.S. is a locked-in and dependable member of the alliance.
There is total commitment by the U.S. president and the U.S. senior leadership to NATO. However, it comes with an expectation. And the expectation is that we will finally deal with this huge pebble in the shoe, this huge irritant, which is that we are not spending enough as Europeans and Canadians. And they want us to equalize with what the U.S. is spending.
Israel is accusing Iran of violating a ceasefire hours after both countries agreed to the truce proposed by Trump. Iran's military denies launching missiles at Israel, according to Iranian state television. In response, Israeli officials have ordered a strike on Iran, though there are no immediate reports of an attack there. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the last body has been found after the capsizing of a boat on Lake Tahoe.
Divers searching Lake Tahoe have found the body of the last person missing from a boat that capsized last weekend during a sudden and powerful thunderstorm. That brings the death toll to 8. 2 other people on the boat were rescued immediately and taken to hospital. The Coast Guard says swells of more than 8 feet were recorded around the time the 27-foot vessel flipped over Saturday afternoon. It happened near California's D.L. Bliss State Park on the lake's southwest edge. One woman who had rented a pontoon boat for a friend's bachelorette party says it felt like we were in a tsunami. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports New York's governor wants to build a nuclear power plant.
Governor Kathy Hochul says nuclear power is the future, which is why she wants a new plant in upstate New York 4 years after Indian Point's closure over environmental concerns.
And this is not your grandparents' nuclear reactor. You're not going to see this in a movie.
Referring to disaster movies and previous plant shutdowns, Hochul says this would be safe, reliable, and clean.
And there's only one commercially viable option that can deliver that much clean, renewable, reliable power. And that's what's been operating in New York for decades. Nuclear energy.
The governor directing the state's power authority to develop a nuclear facility and inviting companies to invest. The state currently has 3 active nuclear plants. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.
Israel and Iran have agreed to a ceasefire. U.S. President Donald Trump said on social media that the two countries have agreed to a complete and total ceasefire to be phased in over 24 hours. Trump said on Truth Social that the ceasefire would bring an official end to the war. That's a major change in the hostilities that follow a U.S. strike over the weekend on Iranian nuclear sites. Iran launched a missile attack on a U.S. military base in Qatar, retaliating for the American bombing of 3 key nuclear facilities. The U.S. said no casualties were reported.
Hyepunjwani, Washington.
Republicans have hit a roadblock in an effort to deter nonprofits, individuals, and others from filing lawsuits to block President Donald Trump's executive actions. In their big tax bill, Republicans have sought to bar federal courts from issuing temporary restraining orders or preliminary injunctions against the federal government unless the plaintiff posts what in many cases would be a massive financial bond. The proposal was found to be in violation of the Senate's rules, which means it is likely to be abandoned. Critics warned that the proposal would have a chilling effect on potential litigants as the Trump administration faces lawsuits nationwide. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Iran launched a limited missile attack on a U.S. military base in Qatar. President Trump said it was a very weak response, and the U.S. was warned by Iran in advance. On social media, the president said, most importantly, they've gotten it all out of their system, and there will hopefully be no further hate. Comments from Iran indicate it wanted to de-escalate with the U.S. In the House, Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries wants to know why the president did this without congressional authorization.
Not a scintilla of evidence to date has been presented that I have seen to justify the notion that there was an imminent threat to the United States of America.
The White House says lawmakers will be briefed on the Iran attacks. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to restart the deportation of migrants away from their home countries. The nation's highest court voted to lift an order requiring migrants to get a chance to challenge their deportations. All three liberal justices dissented. The Supreme Court's action came after a Boston judge found the administration had violated his order by sending 8 people to South Sudan in May. The migrants had been convicted of serious crimes in the U.S., and immigration officials said they were unable to return them quickly to their home countries. Authorities instead landed the plane at a U.S. naval base in Djibouti. After a surprise attack on Iran's nuclear sites, President Trump is calling into question the future of Iran's ruling body. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says U.S. operations in the Middle East haven't changed. That's despite President Trump raising the possibility of what he called a regime change on social media in Iran on Sunday.
The president's posture and our military posture has not changed. The president was just simply raising a question that I think many people around the world are asking.
In response to the attacks, Iran could attempt to close a key bottleneck for global oil supplies, the Strait of Hormuz, between it and Oman. Leavitt was asked if there was a plan if the strait was closed.
I can assure you the administration is actively and closely monitoring the situation in the Strait of Hormuz, and the Iranian regime would be foolish to make that decision.
Hyepunjwani, Washington.
A new report finds that the number of abortions in the United States increased in 2024 as more women obtained pills through telehealth. The latest We Count project for the Society of Family Planning finds that 1 in 4 abortions uses medications prescribed by a provider who does not see the patient in person. That is up from 1 in 20 in the months before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. The number may explain why another recent study found that fewer women crossed state lines to obtain an abortion than in the year before. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The nation's major health insurers promising to scale back and improve a despised practice that leads to care delays and complications. United Healthcare, Aetna, and dozens of other insurers say by next year they plan to make prior authorization changes to ease the process. Doctors say the practice has grown in scope and complication, leading to frequent care delays. The fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, prompting people to vent their frustrations with coverage issues like prior authorization. And Dr. Mehmet Oz has called prior authorizations a pox on the system that hikes administrative costs. The jury of 4 women and 8 men in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering trial have watched nearly 20 minutes of explicit videos that both prosecutors and defense lawyers have cited as important to the outcome of the case. More recordings were shown Monday, roughly doubling the time the jury has spent viewing these events of Combs's former girlfriends involved with male escorts while Combs directed and filmed. He's pleaded not guilty to all charges. Prosecutors expect to rest Tuesday. After a defense presentation, closing arguments are expected Thursday. At the onset of the case, the judge said he wanted to wrap up by July 4th. Julie Walker, New York.
Like walking through a swamp kind of feeling.
Vak Kobiashvili describing how he felt at Delaware's Rehoboth Beach Monday. David Roth at the National Weather Service says a heat dome could produce triple-digit temperatures this week in places that haven't seen them in more than a decade.
Could be all time for June, not just daily records.
Roth says the record temps will relent.
But still, it's going to take a while for temperatures to get back to average. It could take a week.
And if you're a city dweller,
urban centers are more disproportionately impacted because of all the buildup, because of the bricks and the asphalt and the pavement.
And Roth says the weather patterns are flashing a bit of a warning sign.
Each year it seems to be getting hotter. The water temperatures off the coast are getting hotter. Hurricane seasons seem to be getting longer. And it's not just because of increased detection. There seems to be a real signal there.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Police Chief Ryan Strong says 31-year-old Brian Anthony Browning had no criminal history when he opened fire outside his mother's church in Wayne, Michigan, Sunday.
His motivations are unknown. But at this point, it appears he was suffering from a mental health crisis.
Cross Point Community Church was full of parishioners, including many children. The service was being live streamed, but Browning never made it inside. Strong says he was driving recklessly in the parking lot when he was spotted.
The suspect exited his vehicle wearing a tactical vest, armed with a long gun and a handgun. He approached the church building and began firing his weapon.
He shot a person in the leg who's recovering.
Several staff members from the church approached the gunman. A parishioner struck the gunman with his vehicle.
That's when church staff shot and killed Browning. Audio courtesy WXYZ. I'm Julie Walker.
An intense and nearly historic weather pattern is cooking much of the United States. Some of the expected triple-digit heat hasn't been seen in places in more than a decade. The country is experiencing what's called a heat dome.
What that is a strong area of high pressure in the upper levels of the atmosphere.
Frank Pereira is a meteorologist for the National Weather Service.
It kind of serves as a cap to the atmosphere, keeping heat in while suppressing rainfall across the area.
In Delaware, people like Vak Kobiashvili are hitting the beach to cool themselves down.
The East Coast weather, at least from my perspective, is just very sweaty in the summer. It's just like my dog doesn't even want to be outside, and my dog loves being outside.
Seems to.
Like walking through a swamp kind of feeling.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Florida condominium residents grappling with the steep cost of building improvements will get some financial relief under a new bill signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis. The new measure gives condo homeowners associations more flexibility in how to build up their reserve funds and eases some requirements for safety assessments. Approval came the day before the fourth anniversary of the partial collapse of the Champlain Tower South, which killed 98 people in Surfside, Florida in 2021. The new law goes into effect July 1st and is aimed at reforming a condo safety law passed in 2022 in the wake of that disaster. Firefighters rescued a man who got stuck in the chimney of a Connecticut Parks building while trying to retrieve his dog. Locks on the doors to the bathroom are on new timers and automatically lock at 10 p.m. every night. Somehow, the dog became trapped inside. The man was found in the chimney Sunday morning and removed without injury after firefighters were forced to remove parts of the chimney and the building, causing $5,000 to $10,000 worth of damage. He's charged with burglary, trespassing, and criminal mischief. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks rallied on Wall Street, and oil prices tumbled Monday. The S&P 500 rose 1%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.9%, the NASDAQ Composite rose 0.9%. Oil prices tumbled on hopes that Iran will not disrupt the global flow of crude, even with the United States' entry into its war with Israel. A barrel of benchmark U.S. oil fell more than 7% to $68.51 on Monday. It had briefly topped $78 Sunday night. Iran has the ability to block access to much of the world's oil, but it would also hurt its own economy by doing so. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. Damian Troisi, New York.
An interest rate cut may be on the horizon from the Federal Reserve. Fed Governor Michelle Bowman says so far President Trump's tariffs have not spiked inflation, and an interest rate cut should be considered at the next meeting next month. Bowman was appointed by President Trump, who is not happy Fed Chair Jerome Powell has taken a more cautious approach.
We have a stupid person, frankly, at the Fed.
Another Trump appointee, Christopher Waller, also thinks a rate cut should be considered at the next meeting. Many economists say it is likely tariffs could push inflation higher in the coming months. Ed Donahue, Washington.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Ellie De La Cruz finished a double shy of a cycle with a solo homer, an RBI triple, and three RBIs in the Reds 6-1 rout of the Yankees. Cincinnati manager Terry Francona.
I love it. When he's dirty, we're good. He can puke on the field all he wants.
Dominican prosecutors have requested that Rays shortstop Wander Franco be sentenced to 5 years in prison for his alleged crimes of sexual abuse of a then 14-year-old girl. NBA and MRI confirm that Pacers star Tyrese Halliburton tore his right Achilles tendon in Sunday's Game 7 loss to Thunder in the NBA Finals. New York Jets owner Woody Johnson has purchased a 43% stake in English Premier League soccer club Crystal Palace. And NHL, the Ducks are trading forward Trevor Zegras to the Flyers for forward Ryan Poehling and two draft picks.
Dominican prosecutors have requested that suspended Tampa Bay Rays player Wander Franco be sentenced to 5 years in prison for his alleged crimes. Franco faces charges of sexual abuse involving a then 14-year-old girl. The prosecutors said in court there is sufficient evidence to prove Franco had a relationship with the minor for 4 months and that he transferred large sums of money to the minor's mother to consent the illegal relationship. The prosecutors also requested the minor's mother be sentenced to 10 years in prison, arguing she sexually trafficked her daughter.
I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Residents comb through the tents looking for their belongings, some digging through the sand to rebuild their tents. Khalil Yunis, a displaced man from Rafah, tells the AP the warplanes don't differentiate between military and civilian targets. They target civilians. They're all innocent, defenseless civilians here. Meanwhile, the Orda Hospital in Gaza's urban Nusayrat refugee camp says over 140 people were wounded when Israeli forces and drones opened fire toward hundreds of Palestinians waiting for aid trucks. Around 60 are in a critical condition and are being transferred to other hospitals in central Gaza. While in the central town of Deir al-Balah, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital received the bodies of six people who were killed in the same incident. I'm Charles Teletesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.